This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 14th. God's word to you today is readjust. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 23, verse 4, and it says, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint." I understand that after listening to yesterday's devotional, some people are still wrestling with the concept of being a workaholic. Some others are in denial, and some people just want to know where that thin line is so they would not cross it, or to ascertain whether they have already crossed it or not. I'm going to run through a few questions that will guide you. If you answer yes to any of these questions, you are a workaholic. Are you ready? Are you always in a hurry to get through everything else in order to get to work? Does doing nothing make you uncomfortable? Do you find it difficult to say no to a career or business opportunity? Do you feel guilty when you relax? Do you feel bad when you have to stop working? I used to feel very bad. I used to feel guilty about sleeping. Do you find it difficult to turn your mind off at night when you go to bed because you are thinking about work? Do you procrastinate about taking a vacation? Does it take falling sick to get you to slow down? Then your spouse is rejoicing because your family finally gets to spend time with you. If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are a workaholic. If you take your iPad, notepad, or laptop to the toilet, you have finished your business, but you are still doing your business, then you are a confirmed workaholic. However, there are people that have answered no to all these questions. Their own problem is that they do not want to work. My advice to you is to back up a few weeks in the devotional to Sunday, the 22nd of April, and read through or listen through again. I pray that the Holy Spirit will align you with God's heart for work. So if you honestly answered yes to at least one of these questions, it is a running battle. You need to keep an integrated position, and I will explain the integrated position. Otherwise, you will easily work round the clock. There are four reasons why people become workaholics, and we will get into the details beginning tomorrow. If you answered yes, then today you need to deliberately shut down on work and spend quality time with your family. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me understand the true meaning of passion, exercise wisdom, and show restraint with my work. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.